Supernova Precursor Emission and the Origin of Pre-Explosion Stellar Mass Loss, by Tatsuya Matsumoto et al. A growing number of core collapse supernovae SNE, which show evidence for interaction with dense circumstellar material CSM, are accompanied by precursor optical emission rising weeks to months prior to the explosion. The precursor luminosities greatly exceed the Eddington limit of the progenitor star, implying they are accompanied by substantial mass loss. Here, we present a semi-analytic model for SN precursor light curves which we apply to constrain the properties and mechanisms of the pre-explosion mass loss. We explore two limiting mass loss scenarios, one and eruption arising from shock breakout following impulsive energy deposition below the stellar surface, two a steady wind due to sustained heating of the progenitor envelope. The eruption model, which resembles a scaled-down version of type IIPSNE, can explain the luminosities and timescales of well-sampled precursors, for ejector masses approximately 0.1 to 1 msun and velocities approximately 100 to 1000 km s1. By contrast, the steady wind scenario cannot explain the highest precursor luminosities is greater than or equal to 10 to the power of 41 erg s1, under the constraint that the total ejector mass not exceed the entire progenitor mass, though the less luminous SN2020 TLF precursor can be explained by a mass loss rate approximately 1 msun year 1. However, shock interaction between the wind and pre-existing earlier ejected CSM may boost its radiative efficiency and mitigate this constraint. In both eruption and wind scenarios, the precursor ejector forms compact is less than or equal to 10 to the power of 15 cm optically thick CSM at the time of core collapse, though only directly observable via rapid post-explosion spectroscopy is less than or equal to few days before being overtaken by the SN ejector. This material can boost the SN luminosity via shock interaction. This was Supernova Precursor Emission and the Origin of Pre-Explosion Stellar Mass Loss, by Tatsuya Matsumoto et al.